Hey guys, my name is Will Haskins, and I'm a junior at Lake Highlands High School. Go Cats! Yeah. Growing up, I always admired how my parents created a firm foundation through Christ for my family. In the third grade, I accepted Christ as my Savior, but didn't fully understand the significance of what I was doing. In spite of this strong Christian influence, I still fell into an apathetic relationship with Jesus. I'll explain more about that as I tell my story. Throughout my life, I've always felt the need to please others, especially in football, baseball, with girls, and in school. Everything I did was to make myself have a good reputation and be considered as the guy who has it all together. This desire for other people's approval took the happiness away from the things I did. If I didn't perform the way that I wanted to perform in school or sports, I was left with anger at myself. When I did do well in school or sports, it only hurt me more because my expectations for myself would raise even higher, making it harder for me to meet those expectations. I felt as if pressure was constantly being applied to every test or game. Another area where I struggled was in my desire to please girls. I became obsessed with trying to get girls to like me, looking for the ways in which I could be in relationships that I had no good intention of being in. I had a couple relationships where all I wanted was a physical relationship. I never found a happiness in these physical relationships. In 1 Corinthians 6:18, Paul tells the church in Corinth to flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. Paul was right to tell the Corinthians this because it is true. I thought I would feel happy after giving in to sexual desires, but only felt guilty on the inside for leading the girl down a road of empty pleasures. This left me at a very low place in life through most of my freshman year in high school. As you can see from these stories, before my freshman year, my relationship with Jesus was always apathetic. In other words, Jesus was not in charge of my life. I only went to church because my parents made me. I thought Christianity was a checklist for me on how to live my life the right way. It was not until the fall of my freshman year that my outlook on life really changed. It was November 11th, 2015, and my small group leaders asked me, on a scale from 1 to 10, how sure that I was going to go to heaven. I answered a 7 because I believed that I had a pretty good life and was worthy of going to heaven. My small group leaders then explained to me that you either are going to heaven or you aren't. So I started to really question my relationship with Jesus or if I really had one. Later that night, I accepted Jesus into my life by thanking him for all he has given me and then prayed that I believe in Jesus and accept his free gift of eternal life. It isn't because we can earn our way to God. Instead, it is because while we were still sinners, Jesus came down as a man, lived a perfect life, died a death that he did not deserve, and rose on the third day so that I can have salvation in the Lord. A verse that has encouraged me in my faith is Philippians 4:7, which reads, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." I know that I can trust in him because the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. I do not have to live my life for the approval of others. I have the approval of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I can fight my apathy by being thankful for what I have. There isn't a single excuse for me to be apathetic in my faith when he has blessed me with a life I don't deserve. Now, don't get me wrong. I still struggle with a lot of things. But I know that Jesus has taken all of my sins to the grave. He died for everyone's sins. If you feel unworthy of a Savior, just know that we are all unworthy of the free gift of eternal life that Christ has given to us. But because Jesus loves us and gave his life for us, we are able to have eternal life with him in heaven and a meaningful life here on earth. Thank you for listening to my testimony.
Stand and sing with us.